at National Ag Day activities. I'm visiting with Seth Pratt. And Seth, you were one of the panelists on the USFRA discussion here about next generation farmers and ranchers. Tell us a bit about yourself and your operation first.
I can do that. The home operation is on the other side of the Rocky Mountains from here in eastern Idaho. And it's a five-generation operation that was homesteaded clear back in 1904. And it's changed some, of course, with each generation. There's a couple of employees now, some that are seasonal, some that are full-time. My grandfather owns about half the business. My dad owns about half. I guess I own a little sliver, maybe 10% or so. I've got a year left of college, and then I aim to be back there on the family ranch.
Well, how did you get involved with doing the panel discussion with USFRA?
It was a special privilege. So that connection runs back to the National FFA organization. So think of it like Boy Scouts for farm children almost. So these students are mostly high school students, and then they join the National FFA organization either in the middle school or in high school. These school-based programs are part of the largest school-based youth organization in the country. And they elect every year a national leadership team of six students. Those six students get to travel all across the country being ambassadors both to industry and to agricultural stakeholders, whether they be the teachers, the alumni. So that was a neat year that I got to experience in 2011 to 2012. That year is wrapped up at the National FFA Convention that happens every fall. So that's how that connection came to pass.
What were some of the ideas that you shared with the panel and audience that we had about what it's like to kind of be coming into this business at the stage you're at in your life?
The unique perspective I had on the panel, now most of the folks on the panel were beginning farmers. They were in the tractor seat. I was still in school, however. So my perspective was not only what do I think, but what do all the students in my agriculture classes back in Idaho think? And overall, and I hope I express this on the panel, is that there is a strong sense of optimism. We've got a burgeoning middle class across the entire globe that's pushing agriculture product demand in a way we haven't seen. And I think back to my father's generation who came through college during the farm crisis of the 80s and the experience he had in school as compared to the experience I now have. And while there may be less farmers overall as a percentage of population, those that are here today are incredibly excited, passionate, and optimistic about the career that they're beginning.
One of the things that came up was the whole idea and purpose for USFRA, to a certain extent, trying to help reconnect, if you will, people who are removed from the farm. They really don't understand how food is produced today. What were some of the ideas that came up about what you as farmers can do to help maybe bridge that gap?
Now, the gap is broad and the list of ideas is long. Some of the important things in rural communities that we can do is actually invite folks out to those farms and ranches. Come see the equipment that is used. Come see the way natural resources, whether that's using sunlight to turn dirt into some type of food item, that maybe it goes to livestock, maybe it goes right to the retail unit. You know, come see that firsthand. Other opportunities are brought to pass by public media and the incredible information age we now find ourselves in. Especially my own younger generation, we're comfortable with social media, we're comfortable with the internet, and pretty technologically adept. So those are probably two of the most exciting and easy ways that we can bridge the gap between producers and consumers of our food.
Let's just close with a last question. I'm not sure who asked this, but looking at what it's going to take to encourage more young people to get involved in farming today, are there some things that you see as that need to be done or could be done that would help encourage more of that?
Right. That's an excellent question. And there are two groups of young aspiring producers out there. There are those that would say, I'd love to get back to the family farm or the ranch. And then there are those that can say, I'd love to begin or I'd love to enter for the first time. And reaching the needs of those two groups of students is different. Those going back to the farm have a feel for what it's like and they know the resources that are available. Those that are new maybe see more closed doors than they do opportunity. And a lot of it's about changing that. There are opportunities provided through government programs administered through the USDA that do give a leg up to beginning and new producers. Most importantly, though, I think it's connecting these students with folks that are currently farming, that are currently ranching in our country today, and connecting them to see the opportunities that are there and to find places that they could go to raise crops, to raise animals, whatever it would be. So a social forum to connect those aspiring students with the rural communities, connections that they don't currently have, I think is the most important next step.
Well, with what organizations like USFRA are trying to do, and of course many of the members of the coalition, those organizations, I think a lot of focus is now being put on these types of efforts. So hopefully we'll see the fruit of that soon. Thank you very much, Seth Pratt. He is one of the folks that was on the USFRA panel held here during the National Ag Day activities. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.